ukudibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo ngingumayigobe namhlanje sibe lenhlanhla lokuxoxa lo ngisakhulayo oyizalwane esakwele South Africa unomfundo Mkhize yena ongisakhulayo obekuhlelo Mandela Washington Fellowship sithe sithathe ikhefu elincane ngendaba zombusazwe sixoxe labanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanye amazwe siza ukuthi bona balibona njani uhlelo lolu masihambeni kuye siyezokunene Mamkhize unjani
uyaphila wena
ayiphilile ngiphilile siyakwamukela kuhlelo labasakhulayo
ngiyabonga kakhulu kumnandi ukuba kulolu hlelo
thank you so much so Mamkhize angitshele ngamafishane ukuthi wena ulubone njani uhlelo lolu
wow 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 uhlelo luqale mhla ka 18 June ngisukile ngagibela indiza ngisuka eNingizimu Afrika South Africa ngiqala ukushiya isizwe izwekazi lase Africa ngiqala ukufika emhlabathini waseMelika ngafikela eChicago eChicago ngathatha ke ibhasi yangibeka eIndiana ngaya eUniversity kuthiwa iNotre Dame ilade ngibekwe khona ke under iBusiness and Entrepreneurship track okusho ukuthi uhambo lami belizongilola lizongenza ngibuse amabhizinisi osafufusa ozobangcono kusasa nebusiness lami ke kwezokhweba thutha kumkhumbi nakanjalo emanzini so bengidinga namacebo namasu amasha azongisiza ukuthi ibusiness lami ngilenze lithuthuke ngilenze lisimame libe ngcono and ebengikulindele ngithola engaphezulu kunalokho yebo bengilindele ukuthi ibusiness lami amacebo engizowathola lana ulwazi engizolithola olusha lizolisiza ibusiness lami bengalindele ukuthi kodwa mina njengonomfundo personally ngizothola ukukhula khona wazuthi ngiqhumane nabantu baseAfrika abahlukile bengingakazi ngize ngihlale nezizwe zaseAfrika ezihlukile eziningi esikhathini esisodwa kanjena
uthole ithuba nalo ukuxoxa lezana zeZimbabwe
Yes, kwi-cohort yami bekube sinamaZimbabweans ade emabili. Ngifundile ngabantu baseZimbabwe, sakhuluma futhi about izinto ezenzeka eZimbabwe ngaleso sikhathi because ngesikhathi sinasisa seNotre Dame bekube bekhankaselwa isikhathi sokhetha ade senzeka khona eZimbabwe. So besikhuluma nabo and kade be-interested nabo ukwazi ukuthi ekhaya kwenzakalani even though nabo bekomunye umhlaba bephila enye impilo kepha kade befisa ngathi nabo basekhaya, befisa ngathi nabo ade bekwazi ukuyovota. Bathatha bengawazi ukuvota because kade be international.
Right. Kule into sengimele inhlanhla lokuxoxa la izizwe zeZimbabwe year in year out ababuya la kwele Melika bekuhlelo lo Mandela Washington Fellowship. And eningi labo when they go back home uyazi bakhanya ngani bale frustration yokuthi infrastructure lokwakho abafundileyo lapha kwele Melika ukuthi bakuthathe eZimbabwe bayo implement hayi khanya ngani uyabahlupa. Ubona ngani wena you face the same problems na lapho kugoduka uye kwele South Africa?
Okuqala I think baqinisile abantu abaningi bazobhekana naleyo nkinga I don't think kodwa ukuthi cohort yami akade ngiyona yase Notre Dame izobhekana naleyo nkinga
Ngani sithi kanjalo
There's one thing about stressile all the time ngesikhathi se Notre Dame ukuthi basifundisa amathu I'm giving us the tools
awuteleke ukuthi ufunde izinto ezinjalo
Okay so for example given the business and entrepreneur track and what we did from week 1 was to break down our businesses so they said to us Sifuna ukunisiza ukuthi your business to be a business in South Africa, in Kenya, in Zimbabwe, in Cameroon, in America. So we're going to teach you the tools of why most SMEs fail. We had to strip down our business and decide ukuthi inkinga le i-business yami ezama ukuthi ixazulule ngabe kuyinkinga yini ngempela, ngabe leyo nkinga iyinkinga enkulu yokuthi idinga umuntu ozoyixazulula. Uma you decide yes, it is a big enough problem that needs to be solved. Is a solution yami the best solution?
Do you have any advice yokunikeza umuntu ongisakhulayo odabuka kwele Zimbabwe yena uthi hayi lami sengifuna uqala ibusiness lami sengifuna uthi hayi maybe I enter into South African market or ngibe lobudlelwano labantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe.
Engizokusho ukuthi one thing engiyifundile about abantu baseZimbabwe is that banesibindi. I see a lot of abantu baseZimbabwe all over Africa. And all over the world because but decided ukuthi isimo ababhekene naso at that moment in time is not going to keep them where they are so I'd say to umuntu omusha right now ohleli osilalela waseZimbabwe ungasabi it's in your genes ukuthi ungasabi it's in your genes for you to be courageous and fearless and if ungasebenza eZimbabwe then go out to the South African market our markets are open plenty of Zimbabweans have flourished in South Africa and plenty more still food busters of flourish
ngithakaza umuhle lumzwile lapha bese xoxa lo Mamkhize yena uyisalani South Africa ube kuhlelo Mandela Washington Fellowship Mamkhize siyabonga bekuhle ukuba la ukuhlela
Monge kakhulu Mike Hove
Thank you. Bafethu kwanelo kwalamhlanje Oliver Lisayo ngumayikobe libe leviki elishukela.